If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 39security.com. That's the number 39security.com. 39security.com. Go to 39security.com.
Hi, this is Robert.
And I'm Ashley.
There are countless people who tell you that they're an advocate for small businesses. They all say the same thing.
The same advice, and then they say it the same old way.
On the Business Beware Show, we tell it like it is.
We won't try to explain 100 tips to make your business more profitable.
We're here to let you know that you could fire that custom monster, you should pre-qualify your customers, and we have fun while we're doing it.
Owning a small business is a roller coaster ride. Hang on and enjoy the ride with us. Good evening and welcome to the Business Beware Show.
Blah, 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 blah.
Why do you never like how I say it?
No, it's not how you say it. It's just I was listening to our intro there and I was saying everybody tells it the same way and they do.
Oh,
every week we find that out.
So it wasn't against me, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, that's amazing.
That would never, ever be against you.
Yeah.
No, you and your stupid easy button.
He lies. Yeah, no. Well, see, I wasn't even going to mention it tonight, and you already brought up easy button.
I may as well get it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get it out of the way, we're okay.
That's fine. I may use it 20 times this evening, but
you
that's
go
fine.
Ahead.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know. Anyway.
Some lack of material.
You know what? It does happen. Sometimes it happens.
Yes, it does.
I know. And sometimes that's the Mondays. Does anybody agree with me?
Monday. I like Mondays. Well, that's because I'm pretty much retired now, so every day kind of just runs together.
Yeah, well, that's true. Very true.
I have to show up and do the show with you. That's all right. We enjoy it. It's good to talk about small businesses, and I really enjoy talking about some of the dummies out there that think they know about small businesses at times.
It is fun to talk about some.
Well, we had a great day today going looking at all the different materials and everything for your business.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, going out and building a new business. I'm enjoying this.
Well, we got to talk to a lot of cool local people. I mean, you know, like when we were leaving, one of the guys we were talking to, I mean, like the heart of a small business.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
What did I say whenever I drove away? I said, that right there is small business America.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Mm-hmm. And like we always say, it's, you know, small businesses are the backbone of America, and I'll say it till the day I die, and I've got a couple of things we're going to talk about tonight that I found on the news wire about small businesses and the way that our government is taking care of us. Our government is all knowing and all one and all. I think I threw up a little bit, but that's okay.
Yeah, I think I checked out for a second, actually.
It's the easy button.
Yeah, night. It is. No, actually, that would be another button. I can't use that word on the air. So
well,
we're not
going to never stopped it before, but go ahead.
This is very true. Well, actually, I wanted to – there was something that was put on Twitter by our friends over at the Small Biz Revolution, not Resolution.
So, what, we were just talking about Revolution.
Yeah.
Oh, we were not saying that.
Yeah, no Resolution. But, you know, Robert Herjavec from the Shark Tank.
You said that really well.
I know. I think he'd be proud. But he has started this thing with the Small Biz Revolution. But they post a lot of really cool stuff on Twitter if you ever want to find some really cool person to follow. But they posted this, and it was Mark Sanchez. He's a local small business owner, and he said, Mark Sanchez says growth is necessary to keep a small biz alive, and that means being open to opportunities. Do you agree?
Dang right, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I think what were we talking about today when we were driving? We were talking about the right opportunities. Sometimes you have opportunities that you are put in front of you as a small business owner, and a lot of times, especially young small business owners and entrepreneurs, will jump at the chance to an opportunity, and it may not be the right opportunity for them. And I think, you know, and you know, I'm not trying to sit on the fence on this, but I'm trying to say, be cautious of what I call and what I call, I tell a lot of young, I call them kids, because they're young kids, because they're like your age and younger. You know, whenever they start a business, don't get the big eyes, because it all looks, oh, if I could just build this, sell this, do that, you know, and everything else, it's great. That's fine. But, you know, sometimes you have to do that to get in the door, but then it comes especially a point in time where you say, what's the best use of my time? Exactly what we're talking about today.
Right.
So grow, steady, slow growth, but then also smart growth.
Right.
Have I said that before? Smart growth.
I've heard a lot of things you say about, like, over and over and over. The best is, ask me how I know. But actually, I use it too now. Now
yes,
I'm
you
like,
do.
What's wrong with me?
And I just kind of smile when you
say
it.
What my father says.
Mom but, said it the other day, and I kind of smiled. She didn't even, I don't even think she even realized she said it.
She probably was making fun of you.
No, she probably was saying something.
Because she looked something at me
someone else about me.
Else. That's very true.
Ask me how I know.
Well, and yeah, exactly. Well, and I think too, because we talk a lot about, like, I think one of the number one questions is with a lot of family businesses that we get. I know from like my age, and like say they're taking over the family business or something. A lot of the questions that come in are about, you know, hey, my dad has been owning this business for like 30 years and he's still doing the same old thing. And I've tried to tell him, like, you know, we should do it like this, or we should change this, or it may be open to changing things and not doing the same old way, you know? And I think that's kind of one of the hard things is, like, as a business owner, you do have to bend with the wind a little bit.
Well, you do. And, I think it's going to be the hardest one to bend with the wind is going to be the dad or the mom that's been there for so long. Saying, you know, we've done it this way for so long and so well, why should we change? And, you know, the thing is, some of you youngsters out there may have to bite your tongue and say, okay, you know, but when you're gone, I've got this business, I'm going to do this. And they're going to look at you and they're going to say, all right, go ahead, when I'm gone. So, but there needs to be happy ground there. That's for sure.
Oh, definitely.
But I can also say, again, for all you youngsters out there, that if you push it too hard, then what's going to happen is, you know, mom and dad sometimes can get a little, you know, stubborn. And, you know, it can put a wedge between not only the way that you deal with each other at the business, but also at home.
Well, and it's funny because we have a story later that apparently, you know, a guy had an idea and I got shot down for it. So that'll be a nice little something to talk about later.
An idea.
With the business, yeah.
Light bulb went off.
Yeah, light bulb went off and got fired and got sued all in one thing. You know, very interesting story. But
until someone turned the switch off.
Dream killer. That's basically
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there goes my balloon popped again.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I stumbled across this earlier in the day, and it's actually off entrepreneur.com, which they actually usually have a lot of good stuff. But it says, stop learning about entrepreneurship and start doing the work.
Get off your can and do something.
Yeah.
That's what I got to say. I can shorten all these messages that they have and put a little bit more light, put a little bit more spice into it at times, you know. And
well,
be nice. I'm being politically correct.
Actually, it's kind of scary what you
Well, sometimes, I mean, you know, think about it. And what they're saying is, quit learning so much and go out and do. You're going to learn. How many times have we said OJT? You know, you can go to school and college and all these seminars and workshops and everything else, and you can learn all this stuff, but there comes a point in time in your life when you have to put all this to use, and you're going to have to fall down. And you know what? When you fall down, when you're a little kid and you pulled away from your dad or mom, and, you know, you pulled your hand away and you fell down, you scraped your knee, we were there just to clean you up a little bit and pull you back
was,
up.
Mom was. You weren't.
Well, mom was, yeah. Help us on the way.
I know, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Well, and here I thought OJT was like a orange juice.
You what?
OJT.
OJT.
When he said, I got, oh yeah, no,
it's
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. Everybody's like, it's like the chicken or tuna from Jessica Simpson back when. But
I'm moving right along.
I know. No, but I think on the job training, that's and it brings me to this. We'll finish part of the article. But a friend I was having dinner with this week, and she was talking about her sister. And her sister's been in nursing for, like, years, right?
It'd have to be Sarah. You only have one friend.
hey, I've got a lot of friends. You want me to go through my phone book? But, no, I mean, I was talking to her, and she said, guess what? She was like, my sister Rachel is thinking about dropping, mm-hmm. you know, dropping what she's doing, and she wants to take entrepreneur classes. Yeah. I mean, she's still going to do her job, but she actually is a great cook and mm-hmm. likes to bake and all this other stuff. And she said that she would really like to do a food truck and everything else and have and cater events. And I thought, all right, you know, yeah. that's pretty awesome. Good for her.
That's
and
real
it's
kind
of like missing her calling kind
Big
of thing.
Big step. What's she doing now?
What do you mean?
What kind of job is she in now?
Nursing.
Oh, you said, oh, I thought Sarah was a nurse.
Yeah, she's a nursing too. I was like, she missed that part.
Right over me.
Yeah. So anyway, but I was telling her, you know, she was saying she wanted to take all these classes because she didn't know. So, I mean, there's kind of a difference. If someone didn't come from, like, a background, like, I mean, I've grown up in it. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just, like, know, you know, all these different things.
Yeah, you know all the good and the bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. The good and the bad.
That's for sure.
I don't know. But, well, and so that kind of what leads me to with, we'll finish the article when we come back. But I was telling her, I was like, you know, sometimes it's just one of those things you kind of got to jump into. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have classes and classes and classes and until you just.
Sometimes you have to. If yeah. you're going to have a food truck, you may as well just get out there and burn the old knuckles and, yeah. and sell food for cheap and make your name and then you'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And we can go back to our movie we always talk about, Chef.
That's a great movie. If you haven't seen it, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we come back, because I know as soon as we start talking about one of these, we're going to, like, whatever.
Yeah, we chase rabbits.
We'll go back into the thing. But that's all right. When we come back, we'll talk more about that with the article. And FYI, if you want to listen to us on the go, download the BizTalk Radio app on iTunes or Droid, Google Play, whatever that is. So
we'll be right back. And he's all so good,
and he's all so fine, and he's Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of Pine Tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, offer expires 3/31/16.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show. I kind of just want to sit here and listen to this music.
Now, that brings back a lot of old memories. That really does.
Did you say
some
old?
Good and some not? I'm real old. That's okay. We won't talk about that
I
anymore.
Didn't say it out loud. You said it, but well, you know, we'll continue.
You don't have to be old to have an old memory. It's just older memory if you're real old.
Okay. Touche. I have no comeback on that one. You know, if you want to send us any questions, or you want to talk to us, or talk to Robert, or talk to me, since I apparently only have one friend.
Well, I'm so old I can't look at them. So evidently,
that's very true. So, yeah, email me, Ashley at businessbewareshow.com, with your questions and comments. And if you want to make fun of Robert, Father, go ahead. I will gladly welcome it.
She needs all the help she can get.
I really do. Mother's on my team, though.
Team Ash. That's okay.
That's the truth. So we were talking about, right before we went to break, we were talking about how with entrepreneurship, sometimes you don't need all the knowledge, you just need, or the classes and everything else, sometimes you just need to do it. It's an article from entrepreneur.com. So you said, which you kind of agree with it, don't you?
I definitely agreed with it, that you do need to, let's face it, if you don't have a general knowledge about what you're going to go into business for, then you don't need to be going into that business.
Well, right.
But, you know, there comes to a point to where you can only learn so much about a certain, I don't care if it's business or how to bake a cake, you know, mm-hmm. sooner or later you gotta mix it up, put it in the oven, turn it on, you know, and everything. So the same thing
about
business.
Unless you forget to preheat it.
Well, yeah, if you need to preheat.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not a cook, so can you tell?
Yeah, actually I can.
But there comes a point in time where you just, you know, you need to, you know, need just
right.
do it.
Well, and here it says, knowledge is useless without action.
You know, I've heard that before in many different things, and you know, I agree with that. But I think that here again, you know, I'm just so old school that I think, you know, the word action really scares me at times, mm-hmm. because it kind of portrays you know, I've got a saying. Let me put it this way: I've got a saying. A lot of people, I joke around at times, and I say this. It's let's get something done, even if it's wrong. And mm-hmm. I, you know, I'll get up, you know, from a break or something like that, and get ready back to work or go do something. And I'm always telling everybody around me, even the guys who used to work for me, I said, let's go do something, even if it's wrong. You know, just it's kind of a little mm-hmm. slang saying and everything. But that's what action reminds me of.
Right.
Sometimes you're in such a hurry to put something into motion or into action that, you know, it's not the right timing. And mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever said this before, but I'm big on timing, and timing is everything.
Oh, you've never said it before.
Well, I haven't, and I guess I should. I'm going to write a blog about timing.
That scares me. Actually, yeah. Well, and in here it says, there are those who talk and those who do.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, it's true. I mean, that's why there are some people that are just true employees. And some people who read the...
And the ones who, a lot of times, the ones that talk and don't do anything, they're talking while they're trying to do something. They never get anything done. So they're always just talking.
Well, yeah.
But sometimes that's good because you need talkers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need, you know, I mean, let's face it. You got to listen to something while you're working, I guess.
Yeah, you got to listen to something.
Put your headphones on. And
well, yeah, you got to listen. That's like when Mom and I were flying somewhere the other day. She was like, didn't have her headphones. I said, you don't have a pair of headphones? You always bring a pair of headphones because the doober that's sitting beside you wants to talk to you the entire time. And you're like, oh, I'm really sorry. One time I actually put my headphones on and I actually didn't have my iPod or anything with me.
Nothing
and it's just
up.
The headphones. Yeah. And I hit it.
Yep.
I was like, well, this is happening right now.
Sitting there playing with a plug in your hand.
Yeah, going, pretty much.
Dude, I mean, I don't want to talk to you.
Sometimes you have to do that. And I that's hate right. to say that, but yeah. Well, I was reading this other thing. It said 47% of your people are ready to leave your business.
I would think that much or higher.
Yeah, that was interesting.
I mean, you know, you just sit and talk to everybody who's an employee of usually a corporation. You know, mom and pops and small businesses are a little bit different, as it should be.
Yeah,
I would think you can have some really rear ends that are owners of small businesses, mom and pops too. But they should be a difference. I would hope they would, the way they run their business. Because, you know, you should treat people, you know, you should remember how you felt. You know, that's one thing I try to do all the time is I try to remember whenever I see a young couple that has two or three little kids and everything, I try to go back to, you know, what your mom and I went through,
mm-hmm.
you know, financially and, you know, and everything. And it's really, it was some of the best times of our lives. There's no doubt about it. Would I want to have to do it again? Probably not, but I would.
Right.
And so, you know, I think that I just feel sorry for a lot of these people who they get up and they don't want to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's the last thing they want to do. And it's going to happen in the corporate world more than anything. It's, you know, the way they, you know, treat each other and undercut each other and try to get ahead of each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of corporate, you know, I was talking about that story earlier. So this is about that this kid who I know I'm going to mess up his name.
Then don't try it. Call him Raja.
Well, it's like Abtin Bugari.
Raja.
That's not, yeah. That is, Raja. I know. Not, it looks like a great guy. Well, so anyway, he was working as a paralegal mm-hmm. for a company. It was like a 200-employee company. I mean, it was one of those big firms. So anyway, and he was in college and working as a paralegal, and also he was like a psychology major and everything. So anyway, he actually, well, in the paralegal that he was working for, the firm was actually an e-discovery, which does for, you know, forensics, computer forensics and all that stuff for like lawyers mm-hmm. and everything else. Well, so he started working on this case after Katrina happened for all the insurance agencies with all the stuff that happened. So he was going through, and when you do the e-discovery, you have to do a lot of sifting through paperwork and all that other stuff, you know. So, I mean, it became one of these things that he had this great idea where he's like, I have an idea where you can, like, sift through it a lot quicker, but it'd be mm-hmm. a program. And so the lawyers or the people he worked for shushed him.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want him to do anything because they said, here's our problem. We charge a good bit of money, and it takes us a while. So, like, the more time we put into this.
They would lose billing hours.
Right, exactly.
Hello.
So, yeah, they told him to shush about it.
Mm-hmm.
So he made the, you know, thing where he said, oh, okay, well, you know, I just want to let you guys know that if I quit my job today with you and I went and did my own thing, I could start up my own job or mm-hmm. start up my own company because this idea is that good.
Sure.
Well, of course, that was a bad move. I mean, let's be real. So anyway, I mean, I probably would have said the same thing. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's a talk.
I know. Mm-hmm. But so anyway, well, they fired him. Mm-hmm. And turns out they ended up suing him.
Because it must have been a good idea.
Uh-huh. Well, and the funny thing is he didn't tell the entire idea. He just like kind of told him, I have this great idea.
Sure.
It could help with all this other stuff. So
when they heard less billing, they said, shut up.
Oh, yeah, basically. Well, because at first you're like, why would they not want? But, okay, I see mm-hmm. where I get it. And so anyway, well, they decided to, you know, they turned around and sued him because they were scared he was going to share their trade secrets and all of that, whatnot, whatever, everything. So anyway, he decided to launch his own company.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we're going to come back. So you got to stay tuned. You got to come back to the next. Listen to what happens.
So he launched his company, and when we come back, we're going to find out what it is.
Huh?
What he did.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Sounds great. And when we come back, we'll talk about small business.
Okay.
Be right back.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Biz Talk Radio.
We've been talking about this before, but one of the best ways to listen to us, and these days, I mean, if you look around, everybody's got a smartphone. And, I mean, even like 80-year-old people got a smartphone. They know how to work it better than I do. But
can I say podcast?
No. Yeah, but the BizTalk Radio app is awesome. So you can download it on your iPhone or Droid. And any phone you got, and you should do that. So you can take it on the go and listen to all the other cool shows and listen to us, of course. So do that.
There is a special podcast on Ashley Only.
It's called Ashley's Easy Button. Actually, we should start that.
It's like a half a podcast on that.
It's like 2 minutes long. Yeah, well, you know, anyway. Well, before we hit
break. It's an info podcast.
It's an infomercial. That scares me. I didn't think about that. But before we went to break, we were talking about the guy that got sued. He was working as a paralegal, and he had this brilliant idea about starting his, you know, his own company and everything. Well, they fired him, and then they sued him. So in the time that he was being sued, you know, because they were scared he was going to share the trade secrets because he had said he was going to launch his company. Mm-hmm. So it freaked him out. Well, and so anyway, he decided to go ahead and launch the company. And do you know, like fast forward, like 5 years later, it's called Modus, M-O-D-U-S. Mm-hmm. And so now it's like making $200 million.
And they sued him because he was right.
Yeah, pretty much. And so
they were wrong.
But what's really cool about this is, I mean, he's like, I was a dropout. He dropped out of college because he got sued, so he didn't have any money.
Well, he couldn't, when he used all of his money to pay the lawyer bills. That's what they do.
Right.
I mean, they drain you. That's what, when you have lawsuits like that, that's what they do. They the big guy swallows the little guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, going up against him, you know, it was like one of those things. So,
and they thought that they would, you know, win just because of that. Sure.
Yeah,
make
exactly.
him go away.
Well, and so anyway, he was building, he said it was hard. Like, it was tough because, I mean, he was having to do this and he wanted to start the company. He was like, there were times I just wanted to, like, stop. I didn't, you know, I was like, there's no way out of this kind of thing. Well, anyway, he kept going, and the company got huge, and obviously he succeeded. Mm-hmm. Now he's got, like, I think 12 offices and 200 employees. And so, I mean, he's
good
grown to
him.
The point. Yeah, and he's like, I can put my sisters through school and everything else. I mean, he didn't have much anyway. But the thing is that he said, what did he say? He said the first check that he got, I love this, okay? It says the first check I got, I never cashed it, and it was a $1,250 retainer fee. So he never cast a check, but I thought that was really cool.
And he never finished school.
No. Uh-uh.
That just, you know, I hate to say it, that just proves my point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and most, you know, that, but that is the epitome of a true entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
He saw something, although he was pushed into it.
Right.
But he didn't quit.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
It's called stick-to-it-ability.
Stick-to-itiveness.
What he needed to do is he should have sent some emojis. To those people, and he could have maybe started with some nice ones and worked his own way up to maybe some mean ones,
like
little devils with horns on them. Little,
I know,
you know,
but that just shows you. I mean,
smoke coming out of their head and everything.
Yeah, I mean, and then so he's going with the lawsuit and still bidding this thing. I mean, you can do anything you really put your mind to. Let's be
sure
real.
You
so you can't. Bad stuff happens.
Well, speaking about emojis, am I pronouncing that right? Emojis, emojis. How do you do that? Emojis.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just going to let you have it.
I have no idea. Should, this is an article I found. This is good now. This is, I'm trying to interact with the new business, you know, scenery.
That really does scare me.
It does. Should small businesses utilize emojis in online marketing? And that's a question mark, Ashley. I'm asking you. I mean, and those are the little pictures that you, like you text and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about like in marketing? Or are we talking about like...
It says in online marketing. So I guess, you know, as a business, whatever, you know, to put yourself out there. You
maybe
know,
they're
be...
talking about like, and I've been getting like these, the emails that I'm subscribed to. Like, I mean, like different, like jane.com and all that stuff. Like where they have, I have been seeing like where they put the little emojis in the thing. One said like, hello, gorgeous with the wing. Is that what they're talking about?
I didn't say that. I don't know. So
I'm trying to understand what. Yeah.
Well,
I guess
that's a question, and it's a viable question. But let me set this up. This
okay.
is it's a PR toolkit, and they're an internet company. It's now it says many small businesses have resolved to increase their online marketing efforts in 2016. Blah 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 blah. From creating a company blog, of course we talked about that, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, company blog,
mm-hmm.
to establishing a presence on social media. There are several strategies to explore when determining the best approach to take. For small businesses in the pursuit of higher levels of audience engagement, one tactic worth exploring is the use of emojis in their online marketing messages.
Hmm.
Well, a picture says 1,000 words is what I've always heard. Now, let me tell you about them, about PR Newswire. PR Newswire, now this they're tooting their horn here. They're saying who they are. I'm not going to give their web address because you can probably find it. is the premier global provider of multimedia platforms that enable marketers, corporate communicators, sustainability officers, and that's a big word for me, public affairs and investor relations officers to leverage content to engage with all their key audiences. Having pioneered the commercial news distribution industry for over 60 years. I didn't know they had emojis for 60 years. PR News Today, blah, 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 blah. Well, this is what it says. It says in the article, they're explaining to you, step number one, know your emojis. Emojis that seem innocuous can carry a different meaning than what is explicitly pictured and suggest familiarizing yourself with the meanings of each before jumping the emoji bandwagon. Sites like emoji.org can help further provide context and meaning. Second number two, cadence. Treat this tactic as you do others and ensure your cadence doesn't impact the overall effectiveness of your efforts. Blah, blah, blah. Also suggests receiving emoji usage for lighter marketing messages in order to emphasize a particular point.
I'm so lost right now. I don't even know what.
All this, well, here's what they're saying. I'm making fun of this.
Okay.
Are you with me?
No, I gathered that, but that's what I'm like. I don't.
What any, number three, alignment. Ensure this concept aligns with your other marketing tactics. Messaging and audience fit is a must. So in other words, you don't send someone you like a devil or, you know,
well,
shooting at them with a gun or something, you know. Social platforms like Twitter are a great way to embrace emojis and take simplistic messages to the next level. We're talking about next level stuff here.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even.
I don't either. Now, what have we learned from this work of art, this media expose on emojis?
I have learned. You know, we were talking about the entrepreneur classes earlier. Where,
yeah.
No, don't even.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Well, I've learned absolutely nothing. My suggestion is if you feel like emojiing it, emoji it. But they wrote this whole article. The whole article. It's 3 or 4 pages on emojis. Now, I want to.
Well,
can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Before you start in. They also have an emoji blog.
Oh, my gosh.
To teach you how to send emojis and when to and what emojis to send.
But see, that's the problem. Like, you're sitting there worrying about that the entire time, and then, you know, you got, like, a business every day to run.
That's exactly right.
Well,
hello. You said you didn't understand, but now you do.
Oh, I understand, but I don't understand how people take the time to sit there and write that. Well, of course, it was probably an intern who wrote it for me.
What about people that? Well, now wait a minute.
They've been out there.
They have pioneered the commercial news distribution. They are the people. They say themselves that we're the people.
We're the people.
For 60 years.
So do a lot of politicians, but you see where that got us.
That's
see what
that's
I'm saying?
Where we're in it. We need an easy button for that one.
I know.
But here's the thing. You take articles like this. They're worried about emojis.
Uh-huh.
And should you send emoji or not?
Why not? You know what? This man right here did not like emojis. I don't think he likes anything because he walked into a T-Mobile. He wanted to trade his phone in because he said it was not working. And so they said, it's still working, sir. You don't blah, blah, blah. So
probably wouldn't send emojis.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. He probably should have used an emoji to get across the thing, right? So he leaves, comes back 4 hours later, and he put four bullet holes into the phone and gives it to the people. So anyway, of course, they report him right down to his driver's license. They're like, the fact that you brought this in here because, I mean, in the dude. So anyway, he was hot. Well, now he's got like a charge for trespassing if he ever comes back in again with the thing. Talk about like a...
I don't know what to say to that.
Next time you should have used an emoji.
Yeah, next time use that. But I can tell you I have an emoji for that.
Don't use the gun one. That would have been bad.
We'll be right back.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. A little hippie rock on Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
No matter
I
that.
Like it.
Yeah. All right. You know, we're always talking about how the, you know, how many things that as a small business owner you have to put up with. And, you know, we talk about customer monsters, you know, the customers that just can never be pleased and want everybody to be miserable around them and everything. I don't want to be a, you know, negative Nancy or anything, but, you know, there's a lot of things we have to overcome. And a lot of times we make light of it, mm-hmm. you know. And I did find this one letter that a man wrote, which I thought was really good. And you could tell that he's a little bit upset. And I'll give him his due. He wrote this, looks like 2 or 3 days ago. It's a letter. It's to the state of Illinois.
Oh, to the state. Okay.
And his name is Kurt Anliker, I think. Kurt Anliker. I'll just start. It's the best thing to do. This past month, I completed the filings of 2 business reports, which are required annually by the Secretary of State offices in Illinois and Indiana, where my businesses operate. Illinois' annual report filing was a completed manual process that entails mailing information to the Springfield that requires a $250 fee. That's mm-hmm. every year.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana's report filing was an online process, completed in less than 5 minutes and cost $20. Now, he goes on to say, he's not quite the happy camper, this is just one very small example of the ongoing frustration faced every day by the business community in Illinois. Chicago's got some problems, I'm going to tell you.
They got good food, though.
Well,
they may have problems.
I've been there once, but, you know, I mean, you know, they lead the country and you know, a lot of criminal activities and everything, and you know, the people are coming, you know, everybody I talk to is from Chicago. They don't like it. I don't know why they stay there.
Food. Like I said.
Hey, comfort food goes a long way.
It does. Say what for me?
This is one small example. I will continue reading of the ongoing frustration faced every day by the businesses community in Illinois. But it pretty much sums up how our state's business climate compares to that of nearly every other state in the union. I could write a book on the Illinois' archaic, costly, and insufficient process and programs. I'm really on a roll tonight with these big words. And I'm going to, it's hard. Its regulations and its high taxes are exorbitant fees. Now, here's the whole catch. This is everything. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is what this man says. I am investing dollars in business expansion, but sadly, it is not in the state where I live. So evidently he lives in Illinois. Until we see significant improvements in the business climate of Illinois, I and other intelligent business owners who create jobs and tax revenue will continue to develop business elsewhere. Wake up, Illinois. And it's all because, oh, we're charging $230 more. $230 more? Yeah, $230 more per year per business, and they're losing out on millions. Hmm. Now, what they need to do, in my opinion,
use emojis.
Is send him a nice little emoji and explain to him. How did you know that?
Yeah, don't use the gun one.
No, don't use the gun. No, I'm talking about, Illinois needs to send him one. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, that would be bad.
I love you. And I'll, something like that. Kiss, hug.
Kisses.
I can't do it that high. But that was a good one. Help is on the way.
Oh, no. Oh, bless them. Yeah.
That's what's happening across America. And we keep getting these stories and people calling. I mean, it's like building codes. It's all these regulations that they put on people and everything. It's just people are sick of it.
Well, it's getting old.
And the business, the business atmosphere is that people, they're tired of it, and they're going to, this man has an option to go to Indiana or Illinois. Where's he going? He's going to Indiana. Just because of a $230 extra fee, and it took him a little bit more time. If they're charging $220 a year more per business, then it shouldn't be handwritten. They could at least have it to where it's online. Now, that's my soapbox for the night, besides emojis. I'm done.
Mic drop.
I'm leaving.
Done. Yeah.
I'm taking my headphones off, and I'm walking out the door.
Exactly. Well,
I've said what I got to say.
Yeah, people, you just wonder sometimes about people, how they actually.
And he was nice. He was.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell he's a businessman, and he's fed up with it.
Sure.
He could have had some expletives in there and some bad emojis and everything else, but he didn't. He was very professional. Mm-hmm. But he stated his case, and here's how it is. And people are getting tired of that because they can't do anything about it. They have no say anymore in what we do.
Well, and that's the problem. Yeah,
we do.
Exactly.
Our hands are tied.
Exactly. Well, I have a nice little story.
I hope so.
I have a little nice story. So this is from Philadelphia. It's a pizza place called Rosa's Fresh Pizza.
Say that fast.
I know. Whoa, that was horrible.
Yeah, barely got it out.
I know. Monday. but it's a taste of New York-style pizza to the people of Philadelphia. So, and actually Philadelphia is one of the poorest, largest cities in the country, what it says.
Right, I've heard Detroit.
Yeah, and I did not know that.
In Chicago.
And, but they have good food too. Owner Mason Wortman, who left his Wall Street desk job to open the shop, says Pay It Forward Pizza started with one customer, $1, and one Post-it note. Mm-hmm. So he decided to start this thing where, he wrote the purchase on a post-it note, slapped it on the wall behind the register to be redeemed by the next homeless patron that entered the store. Hmm. So as word spread and, more and more customers paid attention, Rosa's wall blossomed with colorful notes with acts of kindness and guaranteed a slice for everyone who walked in, regardless their ability to pay. Hmm. So it's like each time since that Pay It Forward slice, Rosa has provided nearly 10,000 pizza slices to the Philadelphians.
That's unreal.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
I think
it's actually
real cool.
It says the pre-purchase slices now represent a 10% of their business. Hmm. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just thought it was neat.
And what they did was that they took a good thing and made it better because it's good for the business.
Right.
They have probably 10% more sales than what they would have had. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
It's good for the people who can't eat. And it's also good for the people who buy that slice of pizza for the people who can't eat, because they're receiving a blessing by doing that. Not only the person getting a free piece of pizza, but the person buying it.
Well, and here's the really cool part, really quick. But one of the homeless people that came in and got a slice because someone paid it forward, they actually ended up getting a job about a few months later. And so they came in and paid for the slice, and then were able to pay it forward to them. So that's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool thing.
You know, folks, I'm going to tell you something. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's not about emojis, I'm telling you. It's really not. We could do so much better.
I'll send you an emoji if I get.
Send to Chicago.
An easy button.
Yeah. Sounds great. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
We'll see.
Go Broncos.
Opinions
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.